Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Relationships That Work, the Power of Conscious Living Show, an adventure in self-realization and conscious living. This is a place and time for spiritually based transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Integrate ancient wisdom into your daily life and relationships. Let's join our host, Dr. David Wolf.
This is the Sofitov Institute radio show, October 5th, 2011, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Welcome to the Sofitov radio show. I'm David Wolf, your host here in the Sofitov studios in Alachua, Florida, with Marie Glashine at the controls. We'll be delighted to hear from you today. The number to call to be on the show, 805-285-9749. If you call in, you want to be on the show, press 1. It's a chance to get free, powerful coaching on anything you want to talk about, any emotionally charged issue. Maybe you want to share your views. Maybe you have a decision. Maybe you have a decision that you want to get some insight about. Call into the show. I was reading recently that the root of the word to decide, it's the same root as suicide or homicide. Decide. So the root means to slay, to kill, which means that decision intrinsically involves renunciation. Otherwise, there would be no mental anguish about decision. If I decide this, if I decide to invest my money here, then I won't have money for that. If I decide to spend my time here on a Saturday afternoon, then I won't be spending it here. So by the process of deciding, we're slaying, we're killing off some option. And that's why we find there's so much anguish about decision. So much anguish about decision. Of course, in transformative coaching, our focus is on not that what we decide is not important, rather that whatever we decide, and we give our full intelligence and experience and intuition and wisdom to our decisions in each area of life, and whatever we decide, we have the capacity at each moment to experience fulfillment, clarity, security, joy. Meaning that whether our decision externally results in what we wanted it to result in or something more wonderful or not, that our internal experience is not based on external result. That doesn't mean that we're apathetic or whimsical about, well, I could do this or that. Sure, we give our consciousness, our intelligence to decisions. Now, however things work out or not, we're responsible for how we respond each moment. And decisions, well, there's a balance there. There's a balance that, again, apart from the conversation about how we respond to how things are working out or not, apart from that conversation, there's for each, especially in major decisions or fairly major decisions, we put in some, research, we gather information, we consult. We don't want to act hasty or impulsively, okay? At the same time, let's say we have this tendency to put things off because I'm scared to kill, I'm scared to slay, right, to decide. homicide, suicide. If I make either decision, then I'm closing off that other path. So I'll do nothing and ensure that I get no fulfillment from any path. Good strategy. Powerful life strategy. Coming from fear. Coming from fear to lose, fear to not win. And like, because I'm living from fear to lose, I give myself no chance at winning. And so then that can become a grungy state of procrastination and fear and insecurity and lack of confidence in my decision-making ability. So I see a healthy strategy is that we see, okay, what will be a healthy, balanced amount of energy to put into the research stage? You might say that there's a healthy state of uncertainty for most life decisions. For most life decisions of import, there's a healthy. It's not like I'm uncertain, so I need to decide. No, it's like I'm uncertain, and within 2 weeks I'm going to get clear. And in those 2 weeks, I'm going to check my heart. I'm going to check my spiritual sources. I'm going to consult people who are expert in this field, whether it's real estate or finances or health or relationships, whatever. I'm going to consult people. Or I'm going to whatever. I'm going to do, let's say, research. So there's a healthy period of uncertainty. After that healthy period of uncertainty has passed, at that point, if I remain, I can't decide whether to be with this person or not, to get married or not, to invest my $20,000 this way or that way, to live here, to live there, and if I stay in uncertainty and confusion and bewilderment for extra days and weeks and months and years and a lifetime. Some people stay there for a lifetime. It feels safer. If I stay there, then that's living from, let's say, fear rather than inspiration. Living from insecurity rather than courage. And so we do proper, appropriate research and collect information, and then we decide. Understanding, life does not provide guarantees. Life does provide freedom. We're free to be anything, except for not free.
You don't make sense, David.
Why do you say?
Because you say we're free. Like, let's say I live in Florida right now. And I will make a decision to go and live in Canada. I wouldn't be free to enjoy the warm weather anymore. There will be no warm weather, so my decision like will create that I'm in the cold all the time. There will be no freedom there to enjoy Florida's weather if I live in Canada.
Yeah, It was in the winter of 2009, I taught some seminars in Edmonton, Canada. And I remember it went down to negative 37. And you know, Marie, at negative 37, it doesn't matter asking Celsius or Fahrenheit. It doesn't matter. It all kind of merges. Okay. So I'm envisioning you, Marie. I'm envisioning you in Canada. And it's negative 37 or colder. And you're smiling. You're smiling. Yes, yes. Yes, because you're free to enjoy. You're free to enjoy your experience. Your experience of yourself. There you are. There you are in Canada, negative 37. And you're free to respond to that. Because right now, in your limited conception of self and life, you're thinking that if I'm there in that cold, cold weather, I have to be miserable. I have to be lamenting that I'm not in Florida, where it's 75 degrees in February. You're thinking I have to be lamenting, I have to be depressed, I have to be despondent. And I'm saying, no, you're free to be anything but unfree. See, like Devo said, freedom of choice is what you got. Freedom from choice is what you want. So you want to be thinking that if I'm in, you know, negative 30 degree weather, that I have no choice, but to be complaining and miserable. I'm asserting that I don't buy into that limited view of yourself that you're selling yourself on, that you could be there and you could be connected with spiritual potency, fully self-realized and joyful in that environment, even appreciating the special gifts of that environment. That's my position.
Okay, so in my limited perception, I accept that's okay. I can still be in the cold weather of Canada and still be happy and enjoy and be satisfied. But while I'm there, I'm not going to enjoy the Florida weather. That's the truth. I'm not going to enjoy the 75-degree Florida weather if I stay in Canada. So, you know, that's fact.
The capacity to enjoy is unlimited. And so just like the capacity for power or beauty or being balanced, all of these are secure, that these are unlimited. And so your experience, the experience, that's where we're free. That's where we're free. And as far as what's the external content of that experience, well, that could be this or that. I mean, wisdom or philosophy is about bringing us to a point where those externals matter less and less for our enjoyment. Those externals matter less and less. We might endeavor to accumulate a healthy bank account. And a real philosophical life means realization that my enjoyment is not dependent on the size of that bank account. And so if I buy one car, then I get to enjoy being in that car. I say, well, but I'm in that car, so I'm not enjoying being in another car. That capacity for Ananda Mayobhyasa, our nature is to enjoy. So that's where the choice comes in. Yes, we are in the material context, and in the material context there's limitations, like even if we take good care of ourselves. So maybe we'll live 70 instead of 40 years, or 90 instead of 70 years. Still, the body will grow old, become diseased, and die. So there's a material context that we've created, that we've entered into by choice. And every moment in that material context, to the extent that we're living in the process of self-realization, we get to be blissful, whatever the externals of that material context, whether it's Canada, Florida, difficult health, healthy health.
So, David, it seems that in fact, it doesn't really matter if I decide to live here in Canada. What it seems that you're saying is what matters is my experience, that I decide of my experience. I could be miserable in Canada and could be happy in Canada. I can be miserable in Florida or happy in Florida.
I feel understood about that, Marie. It doesn't matter. And as I indicated, it doesn't mean we're taking a frivolous view towards external decisions, because it matters in terms of, let's say, pursuing and fulfilling our life mission. Right? And our experience will be more or less fulfilled to the extent that we're aligned with our highest, most sublime purpose. And for some of us, that might be in Jamaica. And for some of us, it might be in Switzerland or Russia or New Zealand. At a given phase of life. For some of us, it might mean doing business in this way or that way. For others, it might mean studying intensively and becoming a scholar. So in that sense, to the extent that the externals, Canada or Florida, or this dress or that dress, to the extent that the externals are aligned with our life mission, they they take on significance, they take on meaning.
So it's about not making my decision based on my sense perception of cold and heat, or what I will enjoy from the place I live, but really like making a decision and killing, like you were saying at the beginning of the show, decide is to kill all the option and keep the option that's the most conducive for my purpose, my life purpose. I really make the decision on that criteria. I just want to say to our listener, if you are listening on the phone, to be on the call and ask your question, get coaching, challenge David, comments. You can just press 1 and you will be on the call. If you're listening on the internet, you can call at 805-285-9749 and then press 1 to be on the show. You can also contact us on Skype by contacting Mary.Glashin, and I will bridge you into the call.
Thank you, Maria. You're listening to the Sofitov Radio Show, your station for self-realization. It's October 5th, 2011. This is David Wolf, your host, in the Sofitov Studios here with Marie Glashin. The next foundational seminar, October 21st to 23rd in Alachua, Florida. There's still a few spots left. Foundational seminar, October 21st to 23rd. The next three-hour workshop, October 16th. That'll be facilitated by Marie at the Sacred Earth Center on 13th Street in Gainesville, 3131 Northwest 13th Street. That's called the Liberty Center. It's got a little Statue of Liberty there. December 28th to 31st, Switzerland, Sofitov 3, An Adventure in Conscious Living for Advanced Seminar Graduates. Also, keeping in the colder climates there, before Switzerland, November 27th to December 2nd in Edmonton, Canada, it'll be an advanced seminar for Foundational Seminar Graduates. November 27th to December 2nd, an advanced seminar. And very possibly, not completely confirmed yet, but November 18th to 20th in Edmonton, a foundational seminar. You're listening to the Sofitov Radio Show, your station for self-realization. Also, we invite you to visit our website, www.sofitov.com. I'll spell it for the newcomers to the Sofitov community. S as in Stephen, A, T Thomas, V Victor, A, T Thomas, O, V Victor, E, sofitov.com. At the Sofitov website, you can get your copy of our book, Relationships That Work, The Power of Conscious Living, How Transformative Communication Can Change Your Life. Also, download our free CD, 7 Principles for Fulfilling Relationships. And view, we have many videos about the process and principles of transformative communication on the homepage, in the library section, videos, articles, radio show links, audio links. This is the Sofitov Radio Show. We welcome you to call into the show. We're right in to our Blog Talk Radio chat. Yes, that's what it's called, chat. As we were discussing, right? So it's about looking, yeah, like when someone says, how you doing? To what extent do we identify our self-interest with, let's call it the sensory platform or the mental platform, the intellectual platform, and to what extent are we aware of our well-being on really the platform of the soul, the self? And yeah, my point of view is that our lasting fulfillment and depth of profound enjoyment will be there to the extent that our decisions are based on the life of the self, the life of the actual self, and not, you might say, the temporal and illusory life of the car, to use a metaphor that we use often, that we're the driver of the car, just as we're inside this body as spiritual beings having a human experience. You're listening to the Sofitov Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host. We'll be glad to hear from you today. What are your views? Maybe there's something you want to talk about, maybe some personal issue you want to look at. The next workshop, Sunday, October 16th, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Sacred Earth Center on 13th Street in Gainesville. I've had some clients recently, Marie, and, you know, this is a common theme in our coaching, maybe even in our own lives. We might not like to admit it, but kind of, you know, seeing ourselves as a victim. He did this to me, she did that to me, like that. And then sometimes I'll see their clients and they'll come to the point of, that's it. I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm going to stand up myself. I'm going to stand up for myself, and I'm going to get him back. I'm going to get her back. So we might think, well, that's transformation. But I don't really see it as transformation. Seems like the same thing. It's the same dynamic, the same painful game, we might say. There's a perpetrator and there's a victim. I've been the victim, now I'll be the perpetrator. So essentially the message is, you want to keep playing the same game. You want to keep playing the same game. You want a different role in the game. You want to keep playing the same game. And then that will often lead to cycles back and forth. So, because even, here's the thing. Because even if I've stood up for myself, so-called, now I'm getting him back, I'm getting her back, I'm essentially the perpetrator and he's my victim. But still, it's all based on I was a victim. It's all based on I was a victim. It's all based on the same consciousness. There's no real shift in consciousness, no genuine transformation there. And so we endeavor in our personal growth work, we endeavor to look at, okay, while acknowledging that the other person may have acted wrongly, maybe even in an evil way, maybe with bad motivations or whatever, maybe not, maybe we just seeing that person through our filters, but whatever our view of the other person, we can look at, okay, how did I create this? Practical responsibility. How come I created this? Or, say from a more spiritual point of view, how come I co-created this in co-creation with the divine or God? Means what life lesson for purification and growth and self-development is there? And how am I responding to this now? Am I responding to this with hatred and revenge and vindictiveness? Am I responding to this with power, strength? Am I responding to this with compassion, with high-level communication, with fear, with reactivity? So these are different dimensions of genuine responsibility, not just the flip coin of perpetrator, victim, perpetrator, victim, perpetrator, victim. Not just the flip side of the coin. So if we're in Canada in the cold, we can look at how am I responding to this? We talked about that just a few moments ago. We can talk about, how did I create being here? Is it just they did this to me? How did I create being here? And how come I'm here? What opportunity for growth and self-awareness is here? You're listening to the Sofitov Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host. We have a few minutes remaining in the show. If you want to participate, we welcome you to write in or call in your thoughts, comments, experiences, realizations, insights, challenges, criticisms. We'll love to hear from you today. It's another 2 or 3 minutes left in the show. This conversation, victim, perpetrator, flip side of the coin, that relates to a frequent conversation in communication and personal growth about passivity and aggressiveness, and I call it a healthy sattvic balance of assertiveness. Sattvic, that's a word from the Sanskrit tradition, sattvatov, Satva Tov. Satva means enlightenment, goodness. And to cultivate sattvic quality is a strong foundation for entering into transcendental life. Transcendental life doesn't mean we're escaping. Doesn't mean we're escaping from life. It means we're responding to life from a place that's not reactive. We're fully participating with joyful detachment. So assertiveness means we express our truth. We know we have the skill and the courage and the will to express our truth boldly, powerfully, without compromise, and in a way that's truly life-enriching, not intended to damage or hurt, in a way that's considerate, sensitive, at the same time powerful, not fearful. This is assertive communication, assertive expression. We like to assert, we like to emphasize that assertive communication, it's not just a skill or a technique, it's intrinsic to a life of integrity. We're not living in fear and stifling our natural contribution, and neither are we being aggressive and belligerent and bullying and intimidating and contributing toxic energy and hurtful, harmful energy and actions. That we're expressing our truth boldly, powerfully, in a way that's honoring and respectful. You're listening to the Satva Tov Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host.
David, we have a question online.
Yes, what's that thing?
From Sonica, he asks, could I ask you if you would like to speak on the balance between free will and karma, our inescapable destiny?
Okay, thank you, Sonica. Okay, maybe we'll hold that over to another week, but we have a few seconds here. And I see, well, okay, there's the metaphor of, let's say, the airplane. Okay, let's say I get on an airplane from New York to London. So the airplane represents my karma. Now we can say, so I'm trapped. Well, it's not really like that because I created my karma. I chose to buy the ticket. I chose to get on the plane. But still, while I'm on the plane flying from New York to London, it's true. I no longer have a choice. My free will is limited. I no longer have a choice to go to my favorite restaurant in New York. Or for me, that would be the donut plant. It would be my favorite donut shop in New York. But I digress. So we create our karma. We create those limitations with use or misuse of our free will. At the same time, there I am on the plane. I can say, okay, so now I'm all trapped. I'm all limited. I have no choice. I have plenty of choice. On the plane, I could make a contact with someone who's sitting next to me, and it becomes a business contact that makes me tens of thousands of dollars in the next few years. I can make a friendly contact. I could read a book that's spiritually enriching. On the plane, I could commit a murder and spend the rest of my life in prison. So the plane represents the limitations of my karma. Understanding I'm the source of those limitations, and within those limitations I got plenty of choice that will create my future karma and limitations or expansive possibilities. Thank you, Sonica, for your contribution and question. There's more we could say, but I appreciate the opportunity to speak on that. Thank you for joining us today on the Satva Tov Institute radio show. We invite you to be with us next week, October 12th, from 1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Next week's show will be hosted by Marie. I'll be in Philadelphia at that time, or on my way back from Philadelphia. Thank you for listening to the Satva Tov Radio Show, your station for self-realization.